Anyway, we've been talking a lot about backs and the try-scoring backs, etc. And let's talk about forwards. This is your forte. You're the aficionado when it comes to forwards.
Yeah.
What's your take? In fact, what I might get you to do, Spud, what I might get you to do, I will ultimately get you to announce your Spud Six. Spud Six Pack, so to speak, courtesy of Four Pines.
Actually, it's going to be an 8-pack.
Oh, it's an 8-pack.
I've got two reserves.
Oh, right. That's okay. That's okay. Righto. But firstly, give us your top five forward packs, your power rankings of your top five forward packs that you'd want to be part of.
Well, finally, we're talking about players that matter. Without the go forward, I don't care what sort of backs you've got, they're on $1 million, they won't be able to play footy without their forwards laying fantastic platforms. And my number one side's always been the Storm. They hunt in a pack. Pardon me. They have the size where it matters. That's up front. You've got fantastic. They've got two fantastic hookers, Brandon Smith and Harry Grant. What that allows, Harry Grant comes on. I'm loving how the sequence from he goes on to replace Brandon Smith. He turns into the demolition man, runs from the back fence. Yeah. His skills on left, front, center. So they're my number one. Number two, Panthers. Selwell, balanced. Every forward knows their job. The go forward is immense. Fisher Harris, the leader. Kick out on the left-hand edge. If he doesn't do it the first time, he'll do it the second time. Number two. Number three, I've got the Eels. Another well-balanced side. Campbell Gillard. I'm loving how he's not turning his back anymore. I love how he's just hitting him front on. His go forward's been great. Nathan Brown runs from the back fence, as I like to say. On the bench, they've got Hipgrave and they've got Bryce Cartwright. Hipgrave, he deserves to be in first grade. I watched him play last week for the New South Wales Cup. He doesn't belong there. He belongs in first grade. So I think the impact off the bench is good for the Eels.
Who did they play last week? Do you remember the Parramatta side? Are they Parramatta or are they Winnie?
The Dragons.
They are Para. They're not Winnie anymore.
No, Winnie. Exactly. The Raiders are the Raiders. It's right. Great to see. Actually, just to see. Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing the Rabbitohs. Those young guys you told me about.
Your man Bryce Cartwright has to lift.
Too
much offload.
Too much, mate. I said to him, if he passed the ball in the first five hit-ups, I'm going to bash him.
Yeah, I think I think he thought you said if he doesn't pass it every time for the first, because he was offloading deluxe.
Yeah, that's
I said to Brad
after, can I get my hands on him? He goes, stay away. So they're number three. Number four, I've got the Raiders.
Yeah.
I love the Pommy contingency.
Yeah.
The Pommies, they hunt in the pack. If there was a bone there with a little bit of meat, they're all on it. That's how it is. That's how they tackle. They've got a great side there. Papali. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, you know what? This week, it's Papali versus Papali.
Wow.
And you've just given Canberra motivation because they're huddled down there around the wireless down there in Canberra. And they're saying, Spud's got the Parramatta forward pack rated higher than us.
Yeah.
Let's get into them. Let's ramp it up.
I just want them to bash each other.
Yeah.
I love it. That's what I do when I go in the New South Wales Cup. I go into both sheds.
Yeah.
They don't know who they are. They're only 20, 21. I've been retired 21 years. They're probably saying, who's this bloke?
Yeah.
We get two forwards to bash each other. It gives me something to commentate.
That's right.
I was listening to the game last week and I loved how you went. I went up to Keegan Hipgrave and I want you to run 20 runs. And you guys were following. He's like, he's up to 18. He's nearly there. Yeah, it was great. And he did have a great performance. And I think that was, you can see what's going on at the Eels. And they signed quite a few mid-range sort of players, I guess, in the scheme of the free agency. And what he's done is creating a bit of competition there. Because you're seeing the likes of Isaiah Papali'i, who came in pretty much at the same time as Hipgrave. He's given Papali'i the starting job for Madison.
Who's flying.
And then Hipgrave goes back and bashes up my Dragons in Reggie's.
Yeah.
And he nearly got 200 metres.
Yeah, he did.
He never did that for the Titans. You can see his go forward has just immensely improved now at the Eels.
I just love going down there looking in their eyes, and if they've got, you know, they're looking straight at you, they're concentrating. But just to teach them how to go through and try, and I said, do you know how to set a goal? How many heat ups are you going to do? And they're going, oh no, maybe 10. I said, 10, I do that in the first half.
Yeah. Hey, Spudley, anyone stand out from the Dragons?
In the forwards?
Or just in the game?
In the back? Not really. No, they got bashed.
How did the power fullback go? Because I've got
fantastic.
This.
I'll tell you why. You brought him up. He reminds me so much of the Pap down there at
really?
Melbourne Storm. Yeah, he is incredible.
Do you remember his name? So it was a Parramatta fullback.
Yep. Yeah. Unbelievable, mate.
Could he play first grade?
Yep.
Gutho to six and then take your pick out of the half.
This kid was fantastic.
Wow.
He was, Hipgrave was my man of the match. Hipgrave, like, when you get dropped to reserve grade, you don't go there to stay. Like, Fifita, he hasn't worked hard enough to come back for Cronulla. He's still down the Reggie's, whereas this Hipgrave, Went down 1 week, played 80 minutes. He's back in first grade again.
Yeah, I thought what you were saying, Russell and Arthur.
Oh, Sean Russell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sean Russell.
He's even got that. A mini mullet like him.
Has he?
Yeah. But geez, he can run. He can score a try. He's got great, great. He just works through the middle. I love those guys who work through the middle. A nightmare for front rows.
Which game you got this week, Spud?
I've got the Rabbitohs and Wes. I'm looking forward to seeing the Wags.
What did you think of Russell and Arthur? I thought they were they're not going to try and press for first grade anytime soon, but I think there's going to be some pressure there, right, in terms of the Eels trying to recruit, keep Moses Brown, Gutho, these two guys coming in. Obviously, you're going to keep some of those stars, but you might lose one of them because you've got the son of the coach and you've got this Russell kid at the back who's Parahousen.
Well, he was
Parahousen.
I thought Jacob was Jacob Arthur was very crafty and nice little kicking game. He's only a kid, mate. He's built like a pretzel, but he's got big shoulders. he's tall and he's old man, and he's a 5'8". It's amazing how when you see these guys up live, you watch them on TV. When you see them up live, even like that Matt Burton, man, he's about 6'3".
Yeah, massive.
He was playing 5'8". But they're just like, as I said, they're just young men playing first grade, just loving it. Like just comes easy for him. My last side, number 5, Rabbitohs.
Ooh, you've left out a team I thought might have been there.
Yeah, no.
Who do I think you could have included?
Maybe
Titans.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of them yet.
Yeah,
there's only one man. There's two guys who have a crack there. The rest of them, nah. Number 5, the Rabbitohs. Big pack led by Big Thomas Burgess and Tevita. I love saying that guy's name, Tevita. His go forward is immense. I think Host has been a great pickup. Where's he come from? He goes all day.
Yeah.
He is sensational.
He'll score this week.
I think Cameron Murray, he's an 80-minute machine.
Yeah.
And I love Nichols and Arrow off the bench. The impact, the impact off Arrow. He still can't make the starting lineup, but he comes out and does 15, 16 carries.
Yeah.
Does a great job.
That first stint for Arrow, pretty much every game I've seen has been awesome. It's just, they just keep rolling that first half.
Mm. Speaking of Arrow, Fletcher's text through too, by the way. If you're on the freeway, 2 chevrons apart. You have to be a minimum of 2 chevrons between you and the driver in front of it. Yes. Speaking about Arrow. Rightio, give us Spud's 6-pack, which became an 8-pack.
Righto. Number 8, Fisher Harris.
Yes.
He just goes up through the middle and belts people. He hurts people when he looks at them. That's how he is. The other front rower is Big Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
What's that guy? 6'8".
Yep.
125 kilo. He just runs so hard and he belts people with his, he puts his arms up. I love him as a front rower, number 10. My number 9 is Brandon Smith.
You love him, don't you?
I love him. Demolition man. He can do everything. He can run through the middle. But I'll tell you what, he's been waiting for his opportunity to be a hooker. Cameron Smith moved on. This kid has got some really good technique. Mm. Quick hands. Likes to throw a dummy and go. I think he's going to be great. He's in my side anyway. Number 11, Kick Owl.
Oh, yeah.
To see him live. I wish someone would go out and belt him, but no, I haven't seen that yet. No one comes up front at the front. He's a massive man. He's 6'4", 120 kilo, and can move. But what he does, he's a smart guy. He plays on the edge, runs at small blokes. Yeah. Mate, well done. Then you got Dave Fifita. What we've seen over the last couple of weeks, if you've got a set of halves who can actually give him the ball and let him do his magic, and you've seen that, he scored 3 tries last week. He was a standout. And my other one is probably the best technical forward I've ever seen tackle, other than Steve Menzies, that's Jake Trbojevic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I love him as a player. He mixes his game up. I think at the moment he's taking too much of the passing game. He's got to get back to the Jake, going through the middle, and then catch and pass now and then. So he's number 13.
Who's your benchies?
Benchies. Right at number 14.
Hey, well, why didn't you go 15, by the way? You went a 14 and a 16.
I did have 15. I scribbled it out. I did.
Jersey got ripped.
No, because I just think they don't. No, 14, 16 sounds better.
Yeah, right.
And 15, 17 for backs. They don't deserve positive numbers. Righto. Number 14, Jai Arrow. I think he's been a sensation. It's an art to come off the bench these days to get into your job. I say to young blokes, when you're on the bench, just can't go looking around and say, wave to your mum and dad. Mm. Watch the game because you don't know when you're going to go out there. The game's like a washing machine.
Yeah.
You've got to jump in and hang on. Otherwise, you're going to get flown out. And Joe Arrow's been sensational. And my number 16, I love this bloke. We're talking about New South Wales Cup.
Yeah.
Tony Rudolph.
Oh, yeah.
Love him.
Rudolph.
He runs so hard. He tackles so hard. I don't know what he eats for breakfast. I guarantee it'd be something hard. He just loves it. He rolls the sleeves up. He just eats rocks for breakfast. I just love him as a footballer. Always have.
Very good, Spuddy. There he is. So just repeating the team. Fisher, Harris, Brandon Smith, Nelson Asafa Solomona, kick out for Fita. Jake Trbojevic is the pack which Spud loves. Arrow and Toby Rudolph.